Hi, everybody. Well, today's our Monday Creation Lightship Healing Show. And the day today is fifth month, seventh day, number seven of 2018. So here we go. Bringing in the energy to release you from the timelines. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. And let's bring some peace into your location, your room, your office, wherever you are. And here we go. Bring up the light beam on your monitor screen. So one, two, three, four, five. And if you have a situation going on, let's help you out with that. So think of your troubling situation. Or maybe it's fretful, maybe it's full of anxiety, or maybe you're already peaceful. So we'll bring you more peace. So here we go and take you off that timeline of law of cause and effect. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. Okay, we'll turn it over to Elizabeth today. So Elizabeth, how are you doing?
Hi, everybody. Hi, Ron. I'm doing great. I'm so happy to be with you all here on the Healing Highway this afternoon and evening. And I'm really excited to announce that we now have a new email address for questions during the show. And just want to give a shout out briefly to everyone involved who helped make this transition possible, all the folks at BBS and all the people working behind the scenes at Creation Lightship. And hopefully this will be a wonderful new opportunity and much easier for everybody. So our new email address for questions, we're no longer at Yahoo. Please direct all your questions, testimonials, and other input regarding the healings to CLS Questions. That's CLSQUESTIONS at bbsradio.com. And we'll be also still using the fast chat feedback form. So if you would like to send questions there, you can just do that anonymously, and your questions will now be forwarded to our new email address. So it's, again, clsquestions@bbsradio.com. And once again, thanks everybody to making this possible. And we are so glad to be able to do this through BBS. They're really wonderful. And I am checking now, and we have a lot of really great testimonials and questions and other Creation Lightship related feedback. And I also wanted to say, too, before we get going here with the questions, that Ron did a couple of special calls, and we're welcoming testimonies from those. Saturday was the bone and bone marrow call, and as well as he was doing the regular monthly healing calls. So if you have anything you'd like to submit regarding those, please feel free to do so. And you can also check out Ron and all of the links, all of the other information. If you're brand new, just joining us, and you'd like to hear more, read more, sample more, please go to creationlightship.com. And as always, our fast chat link to submit a question is at the top of that website, creationlightship.com, while the shows are live. So please feel free to use that as you would have, you know, before we got the new email. Okay, so I actually will start with a testimonial from somebody. And this listener was on the healing call for bone marrow on Saturday, May 5th. And they wrote in and said, "Ron, this healing turned out to be incredible for me. So thank you so much. Results so far. Skin problems that I had are completely gone. I have more strength, balance, and support for my body with better posture, and I look and feel more youthful as my face just glows. Best of all, I am seeing better. And when I do a healing, it seems to work instantaneously. I can move freely and bend in any shape I want. I just feel totally healthy. Ron, thank you again. And you know I value you even more because you listen to what we need and give it to us. And you just keep on giving. Oh, that's really wonderful.
Great, thank you.
Yeah, that's. It sounds like there were some really deep things going on there with the bones.
You never know.
It sounds like, I don't know what your feelings are on this, Ron, but I think there's a lot of stuff that goes on in the bones that we, once we get it cleared, it kind of affects, like, this listener was talking about skin and feeling very youthful. So I think those are probably because all of that stuff that's stored in our framework has been released. So that's really great, and thanks so much for letting us know. Okay, so if anybody else would like to write in about that who was on the call on Saturday, please send your testimonial to clsquestions@bbsradio.com. Okay, so the next testimonial has to do with a Friday broadcast, and Ron's Friday show often centers around paranormal topics. So this listener wrote in and said, Ron, it surprised me how profound the hexes you lifted off of us on Friday's show affected me. I have already run the curses, hexes, and spells clearing several times over the years and still feel that I need to do more. I believe I received the brunt of curses being the firstborn on both sides of the families. I will pursue the seven generation of this healing as you suggested, still in awe of that heavy healing.
Great.
That is great. Yeah, thank you. Okay. Here's kind of an interesting one, Ron. I think this person just is looking for some clarification. And they said, I have a question regarding what Ron said about putting our toes in darkness to be able to know how to live life here. However, I was doing fine living in light, and I tried this, and now my left foot, big toe, seems stuck in darkness. Can Ron talk a little bit about what he meant by putting your toe in darkness? Why would this need to be done? It has been a disaster for me, and my toe is trapped. Can we have a sample healing to remove our toes out of darkness, as I have tried on my own to no avail?
Boy, I don't know about that one, Elizabeth.
Yeah, I don't either. I mean, maybe trying to think here. I think that's maybe not literally what Ron meant, but perhaps it's just kind of a facet of living life here that we have to deal with the darkness, because Earth is a planet of darkness and has dark influences acting upon it. So I don't know. There could be something else going on there that isn't directly related to what you said, Ron. I'm not sure. Would have to probably get some more clarification on that one.
Yeah, somebody's talking about, toes. Yeah. Let's do a clearing for people's feet.
Okay, that sounds perfect.
So here we go. And then we'll put on the air cushions. I haven't done that for quite a while. And we'll also do a water charging for your bathtub or shower, foot bath, whatever, which you can do after the BBS show today. So the first thing is, let's work with your feet. And here we go. One, two, taking away maybe tension, we'll say, on your feet. It could be trauma. Here we go. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, and next let's do the air cushions, I call them. So this probably be in three steps here. So here we go. First air cushion on your feet. This will be between the bottom of your feet and the floor. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, and let's do another one here. So one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And the third energy for that. So I'll use the word stronger again. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, let's let that just work on your feet for a few minutes. And you can all get up and walk around and feel the change here. And let's we'll energize your bath water or you know, put bath water, shower, or bathtub. That'll be energized when you start running the water. And you can take a shower. It'll be working instantly for you. Or when your bath is filled up. So let's do another clearing. Let's do one for ankles. So here we go. Ankle clearing. Releasing, we'll just say trauma. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. Okay, so back to you, Elizabeth.
Oh, wow. Awesome, Ron. Thank you. And I'm sure this listener also thanks you and appreciates these sample clearings that you've done. All of the clearings that Ron does should work up to three times on an archive. Is that correct, Ron?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay, great. So I just wanted to clarify that, and hopefully this will help. And, yeah, this is awesome. Okay, so I have another question here. And if anybody wants to write in about that foot ankle clearing, Ron did air cushions. And we are taking questions now at clsquestions@bbsradio.com, just for those of you who may be tuning in just now or missed the first couple minutes of the show. We're using a new email, so just make sure you take a note of that. And you can always use the fast chat. That works just fine, too. Okay, so someone's asking, Ron, how many dark side practitioner windows can we have open at the same time? I just learned of quite a few persons I need to clear. How many minutes are best to do for each person?
Yeah, the minutes is hard to say because you may want to be doing this clearing for hours. So as far as, you know, how many streams up, I don't know, you know, what your body is going to handle. I would suggest maybe three. Most people can be safe with that so they won't get too tired. So it's kind of personal to everybody. Remember, when you release energies from you, your body then is going to re-seek its balance where the corruption was, which means that you could become tired. So it's hard to say, you know, three could probably be the limit. For maybe, you know, maybe half the people listening. Some people may want to try a half a dozen or so, but remember, it's up to your body. It's not up to me. So you're in charge, and, you know, ask your body what you think it can handle and get out of your mind, because your mind may think you can do 50 of them. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure if you did that many, you would probably be laid out and maybe not go to work tomorrow, because your body needs to integrate. You know, where the darkness was, because now you have light in its place, and the light is in non-judgment, but your body still needs to change and adapt to the clearing. So even though the clearing is 100% done instantly, your body needs to catch up. And everybody's body is different. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yes, that's really a great point, Ron. And the best thing to do is to just see how you're feeling. And I think it's also very difficult to keep track of multiple healings windows at once. So it's always a good idea to do not only what you're comfortable with, but what you can keep organized. I know a lot of listeners out there run multiple clearings on multiple different computers and laptops. But if you only have one, it gets a little bit crazy if you have, 17 tabs open or 17 windows on your monitor screen. So I would kind of recommend maybe trying out three and see how you feel and go up, go down accordingly. Because the great thing about Ron and the Creation Light Trip is you're essentially doing all your own healings. There's really no energy externally that's being applied to you. It's just kind of taking away blockages and things that aren't supposed to be there anyway. So it really is up to you, and you're kind of in charge of your own healing, and that's sort of how it's different from pretty much every other healing out there. So let us know how you do with that. I know sort of when you figure out all these things at once, you're sort of overwhelmed. So I think Ron has a clearing for being overwhelmed. I don't know if that would help. But also, if you have the unlimited emotional whole lifetime clearing, you could always run that. Because I know sometimes you're thinking, oh my gosh, there's all these dark people. I have to clear them. So it just take it one step at a time and make sure you check in with how you're feeling. That's always really important. So I have another kind of email request here, Ron. And a listener wrote in and said, sadly, I could not participate in the last two bone and skeleton healings. So I was very excited about Ron's proposal of redoing the healing calls. My vote, yes, please. Thank you so very much. So yes, stay tuned, and hopefully we will be able to redo those.
Yep, so it'll be the Saturday after this, coming Saturday. This coming Saturday is the Ascension 12. Call, then the one after that will be another bone and bone marrow call.
Oh, okay, great. So that would be the 19th.
So we're doing one other one, which will be, I guess, the third Saturday, I would guess, then. I don't have my calendar in front of me, but it'll be, the third Saturday, I believe.
So that's...
Okay,
so
back to you.
That's May 19th, that would be.
Great.
All right, great. That's wonderful news. Okay, so someone has a question about the New Earth Transport. And this listener's asking, ever since you added the option to clear the spirit after the physical body on your online clearings, I have been doing the New Earth Transport as follows. For example, emotional clearing. First, I enter emotional body clearing, physical body, whole life. After that is transported to the New Earth, I enter emotional body clearing, spirit, whole life. Have I done it correctly?
You don't need to do the spirit. The spirit is good to do. When you do the earth transport, it's really connecting your spirit and your body together, but you could do them separately. So, yes, it would work fine.
Okay. So that might just be an additional step, but it's perfectly fine if you wanted to enter it that way. Okay, and the next part of this question is, do we need to do the New Earth Transport for water and object activations we do on the website?
No. It's only clearing when you're getting the parts of you back. So when you do any type of whole lifetime clearing or other clearings that is bringing your bits and pieces back to you, releasing the negativity, then you need to do it. As far as water or anything else, no.
Okay, great. This is kind of an interesting one, Ron. Thanks for clearing that last question up, and I'm sure people will be kind of relieved to know that. And also, yeah, it's a wonderful opportunity to get our healings stored on the new earth. So someone's asking, Ron, for me, often there is some emotional upset. Someone is sick or such, or something upset me. I bumped my arm on the door, etc. I'm wondering if it's okay to address those upsets when I have my timeline crash, advanced parallel life, running, as they are often going 24 hours on one computer, and on the other computer, with a new upsetting event, I will do emotion, fear, anger, anxiety, and trauma clearings, which have nothing to do with the crashes. Is that okay?
Yeah, that sounds fine.
Great. So carry on. That's a wonderful thing that you're able to get that much healing work done. All right. So, this is an interesting one. I've often wondered about this myself, Ron. It has to do with secondhand clothing. And this listener is asking, I was given someone's garment that I really like. If I do an object clearing on it as well as wash it, will it be okay to wear?
Yeah, I don't see why not. Just get the energy from the person off of you, you know. Especially if you got it at a hospice store or something like that.
Mm-hmm. And I'm just curious, Ron, what about for people who it's like their business that they deal in consignment or secondhand clothes? Do they have to clear everything they get, or should they clear it all at once, or how would that work?
You'd want to clear each piece separately because it's a different person who probably had it on, each individual garment would be need to be cleared separately.
Interesting.
If a person's listening and they happen to own a secondhand store, when you walk in your door, if you got a lot of clothing for somebody who just died, it'll have that death energy on it of what their illness is. So you go into your own business thinking that you did an object clearing on it. It may not clear everything. And so you want to clear the clothing because it will bring you the same energy to you. And you may wonder, on down the road why you have cancer or something because of all the people's clothes that you may have that had an illness. The energy is still there, and it will activate your DNA if somebody died of cancer in your ancestry. And, best thing is, you'd want to clear everything and probably even wash it. But that's kind of your choice. I went into one hospice store, and I took about 10 steps in, and I couldn't wait to get out. And I was gone. And I felt all the death energy there. So, and if you touch something or try clothing on and it's not washed, which most people probably would not be, most owners probably are not willing to take the effort to do that, to clean everything, et cetera, then you're taking that home with you. It's like going to the hospital. So back to you.
Oh, wow. So
and it only makes perfect sense. If you don't understand what I'm saying, then just go to a used car lot, okay? And go and, just become like you're shopping for a new car and go sit in 10 different cars. You're all going to feel different because they'll have the energy of the last person who drove it. And they're more than likely still living. So back to you.
Yeah, wow, that's crazy. I see now what you're saying, Ron. So what would be the recommended clearing to do on somebody who, say, has like a vintage store or a secondhand shop? Energetic objects cording release, or like that would be more of like to remove them from you, but what do you do to actually clear?
You'd have to take each object and clear it. You first probably want to wash it, which you may not want to do. That takes time and money to have somebody wash, you know, you may have 1,000 pieces of, you know, clothing in your, you know, for sale on the racks, you know, or maybe it has to be dry cleaned or something, you know. I just can't really tell you what to do, you know. But, you know, people who know about energy and what it can do to them, you know, you want to get it cleared off. Let's just do a scenario here. A person has, you know, maybe they have a problem with their foot. Okay, since we did a foot clearing earlier. So they got this foot problem. And all of a sudden, it gets worse, and they have to have their foot amputated. So naturally, you know, they probably got a new pair of shoes because they, you know, they need to get something that's going to be appropriate to put on, you know, to wear. Let's put it that way, because they keep it very simple here. And so they gave up their shoes. Well, maybe it was the right shoe that had the right foot in it. Naturally, and they got it amputated. So before that time, maybe for a couple of months, they're dealing with a condition with their right foot. So they got rid of the shoes now. So the condition's in the right shoe. So you go and you go, oh, look at these brand new shoes, man. They've only been worn for like, you know, a couple of months, and they're great, you know. And all of a sudden, you put the shoes on, and now you have that same energy coming to your foot. So remember, energy is always around and always there, and you need to clear it. So if you just look at what I'm talking about and sense what you may want to do, you know, may not want to get anything secondhand that touches your body unless you can clear it. As far as somebody selling it to you, you know, I'm sure you're not going to put a sign up, beware of contaminated clothing in my store. You know, that would freak everybody out.
Yeah.
Or, you know, the stench of death is in my store from people who died. You have a hospice store. So, you know, you can't really say that.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. You might want to get a different line of business, you know. Plus, all this stuff's going to affect you. You open your door of your storefront and, you know, maybe your store is 100 by 100 full of clothing. Well, you know, as soon as you open the door, that stuff is right there. And coming onto you, especially if you handle it. If you're a checker doing this here, that could be a problem. So anyway, back to you.
Yeah, so Ron, I guess people mentioned the doing an object clearing. What would you recommend, like in addition to washing things? I know like washing would probably help. But would that be like energetic negative objects removal, or how would you go about like clearing one thing at a time?
Well, you first probably want to wash it, number one, and then put it in front of your computer, I guess, in front of your computer screen, and you know, run it. Maybe you do the front side and the back side, and the light being able to connect to your garment, and that's it.
So which clearing would you have running while you were doing that?
You could do the object clearing.
Okay.
And, you know, you may even have to do the curses, hexes, spell clearing, because maybe that object, the person got cursed, and now you're bringing in the object possibly that was cursed that the person wore, that had a condition that happened to them. You know, you've all heard of stuff like in the movies and stuff where somebody gets your hair, you know, some of your hair or fingernails or something that belonged to you, and then they do the mojo stuff on it, and all of a sudden it affects you. Well, maybe they saw the garment had a picture of it, and now it's attaching to the garment.
Ugh.
So,
yeah,
it's nothing that I can say that's pleasant.
Right.
You know, if you have a bunch of secondhand clothes in your closet, you better take a look at it quickly.
Yeah.
And then what do you do with the people who go to the store and they buy something, and maybe it's a returned item. It's on the sale rack now because somebody had it for a week or 2 weeks, wore it three times to a party or whatever, and then they returned it saying that it didn't fit. And so you saw it for, you know, a third the price or whatever, and you bought it, and now, you know, maybe it was a clone who bought it initially. Now you got the clone dead skin on your garment. What are you going to do there? You know, maybe you can't wash it, you know. Maybe you have to get it dry cleaned or something. So I guess we're just talking about keeping yourself clean and clear, you know.
Well,
maybe we
could
switch gears here because it's getting, you know, I can't really tell you too much more. If you don't get it by now, you're never going to get it. So
yeah.
Let's get away from our object clearing and stuff and situations like that. Maybe there's some other emails in there.
Okay, and somebody was asking if you can put clothes out in the sun and ask it to remove the cords.
I don't know. You know, okay. What sun are you talking about? You can ask the sun. It's probably a hologram. It's not going to do anything for you.
Yeah,
in fact, the moon was really large, you know, the last time. A gigantic moon, man. You know, I never saw a moon so big. You know?
I know, was quite crazy.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we'll just, you know, we did get a couple more questions about object clearings, but we can come back to those in a few minutes.
I don't want to ask any more or answer any more questions with it.
Okay. Somebody was asking about the death barcodes for your car, and when doing death barcode clearings for your car, do you need to, one, do the step 2 and 3 per barcode?
No, you just do one. You just do that for, I believe, 1 hour.
Okay.
So if you're new and you're listening, when you do a death barcode for yourself, that's one particular clearing. And you'd write to me and say, Ron, how many death barcodes do I have? Okay, then from there, you know, I might tell you maybe you have a half a dozen. Typically, maybe you have a dozen. So I'll tell you what that is, and you clear that. Now, if you want to get the upgraded version, that's the unlimited one. And then you can do, you know, your, I believe there's trauma on that one. Let me think here. We got trauma, depression, and maybe fear, I think. And then you can also, which isn't listed there, you could write me and ask me, you know, what, you know, maybe you live on 123 Elm Street in, you know, North Dakota or something. And, you know, city of, why am I living here, you know, or something, you know. And so you write, you tell me what that would be. And from there, I can tell you how many barcodes are on your particular house or apartment. And then your car, you need to tell me what kind of car you have. So you got a 1929 Model T, and you know, you want to know how many death barcodes are on them. I can tell you. And from there, you know, you're ready to go. And you know, you could probably ask me every couple months if you have any more, but I wouldn't go, you know, unless you find something really strange happening to you that looks like, you know, somebody's after you or, you know, you have troubles happening. But, you know, every couple of months probably would be adequate and I can tell you what you might have. So back to you. But that's on the unlimited version.
Yeah.
You can still, you know, if you call me and you say, Ron, I almost got hit by a car 2 times in the week here or something, or close calls. That would be a death barcode on you. It still could have stuff on your car, but you would not need to pay over again for the original death barcode.
Okay.
But you cannot go in and do the other upgraded versions unless you buy the unlimited. So back to you.
Yeah, and I guess step 2 would be emotions of death release, and step 3 would be spirit integration.
Yeah, that's correct. So that you do on the first one. You don't need to do that on the second one.
Okay. And then
that would be the unlimited version.
Okay.
And
then
it takes an hour to do.
Okay. And then the second part of that question is, can you open multiple tabs when clearing?
Yeah, with the unlimited one, I don't see why not. So you may want to put up one for your house, one for your car, one for maybe your fear, one for, maybe depression or something.
All right. That's really great. And thanks, Ron, so much for clearing that up. And hopefully that answers the car death barcode question. Our next question has to do with the alien energetic web coat removal and oxygen. So this person says, the alien energetic web coat is 10 hours long, so I opened 6 windows to run the clearing 6 at a time to be done in 4 hours. Is this okay to do?
Yes, that's okay.
Okay, great. And they're asking, now can you please explain how to do the alien energetic slime ball clearing, and can I run multiple windows here as well?
I'd probably only do 3 windows on that one.
Okay. So here's another car-related question. And someone's asking, do you need the unlimited version to run death barcodes on your car? Also, do you enter your name and then the make, model, and year of your car?
Yes, that's correct.
So the next question is asking about career path. And it's kind of, I think, a question a lot of people have, and they're asking, is there a way to know the right career path for us? Is there a clearing to help us know the right career path to take if we have difficulty in articulating the right words correctly, gift of gab, or at all, which is needed in a particular career? Is there a clearing that we can do to help us speak the right words? I need help because it's causing anxiety, indecision, and a career standstill. Thank you very much.
Well, the first thing, since you have anxiety, you want to do an anxiety clearing. So that will take precedence over what you're trying to clear. As far as, whether or not you think you're in the right vocation or something, I don't know what to tell you on that one. Because there's really nothing here that, except in your DNA that's going to kind of direct you into, a particular situation of a job. It's where your talents lie, and your talents are what your spirit chose to bring forth in this lifetime. You could go in and do the spirit, I think it's fetus infusion, and that can give you a little more energy on a specific talent that you may want to bring forward and get a little more energy on it, maybe an extra 10%. But as far as trying to figure out indecision of what you are choosing to do, I think I would probably do that self-empowerment clearing and clear that stuff away, see if that helps you. But I don't think I have anything on the website to help you basically get a job or feel happy about your job, So, anyway, I guess back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, and I'm wondering if any other listeners out there have experienced this type of indecision or difficulty finding a career path. A lot of the times, it's just part of being here. I guess maybe that's what Ron was talking about when he said you have to keep your foot in darkness. I'm kind of just guessing about that. But I don't know if anybody's done like self-empowerment clearings. Perhaps they've done some different work on that if they've been at a similar point. And the self-empowerment clearings, if you click on recommended healings on the left side of the website, those are actually the ones that specifically mention to help those who are currently having difficulty moving forward in their life regarding areas such as relationships, creating a new job, abundance, expressing creativity, and so on. These blockages could be self-imposed, produced by other people's thoughts, and also by those using dark side techniques such as spells, hexes, and curses, causing to interfere with your current life experience. Dark side mind energy may be very tricky, so please take full advantage of these listed clearings. And that's you can get that unlimited for 6 weeks for only $50. So I would recommend using that as a starting point, and then perhaps some new opportunities and possibilities might open up for you. Also, the psychic billboard clearing is one we talk about a lot. I would maybe look into that and see if you could maybe rewrite some of the things that are on your psychic billboard, perhaps anxiety over a new job or a fear of the future. Those are things that you might be psychically putting out there that are preventing you from really fully seeing what is actually going on and where your gifts and talents are. So if anybody else has any suggestions, they can please send them in to clsquestions@bbsradio.com. Okay, so moving on here, we'll look at this next question, which has to do with cords people send us. And somebody is asking, Ron used to say that we could command any cords that we may have sent to someone to go to the sun. Then, after the new earth, I think he said we should not do that anymore. What command can we do to make cords disappear that we may have sent out?
Well, you don't have to go into the past. You know, just stay in the present moment. And then you're out of duality. So it's your choice if you, you know, want to be in the law of cause and effect in the old planet energy versus the new energy where there's peace. So, you know, hopefully you're transitioning into, you know, the new earth energy, which is the ascension energy for the planet. It's already here. And it's up to you to catch up to get on that. So that's kind of how I would look at it. Just don't worry about the past. As far as cords that you have now, then you could do the energetic cord release. We have that people cording, because people are what's going to be cording you typically. And then we have the planet cording. So to just get that whole lifetime clearing and do that.
Okay, awesome. Okay, and then the next question has to do with this person's asking, I don't remember if when running the mind of the body death barcodes, do you use the death barcode removal clearing?
Yeah, you get the unlimited version. You first do the death barcode, which is on your physical body. There's also one that you have for your spirit, which is the spirit barcode. So we have body and spirit. Those two are covered. Okay. And then if you wish to do something else, the mind of your body is your internal healer, then you just go in and you buy the unlimited death barcode. After you have cleared, you know, whatever I have told you, about your death barcode. So you first clear and keep your death barcode clearing. So we'll just say that you want to know what that's about, okay? And you've maybe cleared your death barcode last week. And now you're finding out that there's an unlimited version, and you're hearing people talking about their houses and cars and their clearings you can do. So now just purchase the unlimited death barcode, and you can send me an email asking me, you know, what you have. But your fear and your depression and your stress death barcode is the same number that you have for the death barcode initially. But you have to get that second clearing, the unlimited version, to maybe do your house and your car and the other options there. The other options are not available, you know, on the original clearing. It used to be, maybe 6 months ago or so, but that was supposed to be the unlimited version. And it got a little confusing, so I just swapped and got rid of that off that page because people didn't understand really how to use it. So original one is just your death barcode for yourself. You may not care about your car. Maybe you don't. Maybe you're just not dealing with cars a lot, so you don't need to do that. Maybe you're living out in the woods, so you don't have a house to worry about or an apartment. So there's nothing there that you got to do. But you may have stress, you know, and depression. So that then you'd have to get that other clearing, the unlimited death barcode one. So back to you.
Okay, wow, yeah. I'm just reading a little bit about it here. And there's quite a lot of material. If you go to the search for a healing box and just type in barcode and search, you can find the death barcode removal clearing. And it also includes the emotional stress death barcode and talks a lot about the alien death barcodes and what they do to us and how they work. So, yeah, it's pretty great to get that stuff off of you. And a lot of people enjoy the feeling. It's kind of an intense clearing. So I don't know if anybody out there has done this, but maybe they could write in with a little testimonial about how they felt. And once again, we have a new email address, which is clsquestions@bbsradio.com. So thank you guys for sending all of these wonderful questions tonight, as well as your testimonials. And it's really wonderful to have all this listener participation. Okay, so the next question has to do, again, with the new Earth. I guess this is what we're kind of talking about this a little bit earlier. And someone's asking, they run clearings all week and then post to the new Earth once a week. And they're asking, can I total up the clearings and say, for example, whole lifetime emotional 10 times?
Yeah, that would work, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. And somebody is requesting for a conference call, Ron, to have the Spirit in the Box conference call.
Yeah, we mentioned that. Might be a couple of months, I think, off here.
Okay.
That's on the burner.
Okay, great. Yeah, awesome. Well, Ron's been doing a lot of really cool, special, different calls, so definitely keep listening to the shows, and we'll keep you posted on when they are and what they are. All right, so the next question is regarding the Spirit barcode removal. And this person's asking, if someone has done the Spirit barcode removal and then they took their own life, will their spirit still be taken out of here and placed in quarantine?
Yeah, if they've done the Spirit barcode, no problem.
Okay. Okay, yeah, sorry about that. I think I may have had the mute on without realizing it. All right, so we've been covering a lot of ground, talking about death barcodes, talking about different ways of transferring to the new Earth. We went over the object clearing. Somebody else had some questions about the cording and just looking here. All right, and so someone has a question regarding, they're wondering if this is special forces, and they heard a very loud sound in their kitchen, and other people in the house heard it too, and then right after the sound of thunder, and they're enlisted, and they're wondering if you could decipher what that is, a ship blown up or a sound of timelines at supersonic speed or something? I don't know, Ron.
That's it. Some kind of maybe timeline crashing happening.
Huh.
So that's what I would think it would be.
Okay, cool. So that's what it sounds like to me. Okay, so somebody else had also a question about objects, but I don't know if you want to take that, Ron. Maybe we could. They actually said that they had a vase that they liked, but it felt it had some dark energy on it. So they held it up in front of the light being while running a clearing and then placed it on their Merkaba, and it seemed to clear up the energy.
Yep, that's good.
Very good. Yeah, and Ron does do the, I think that what they're talking about is one of the divinely activated pictures there. And if you scroll down on the left, you can find those, if that's something you might be interested in, under personal divine activations. It's a little bit further down on the website. So those are all things, too, that Ron has at the expos and are very, people really like them and really like, enjoy having seeing them activated and seeing the pictures change and feeling the peace energy that comes along with that. So it looks like we are actually coming to the end of our show. And I can't believe it went by so quickly. So once again, if you would like to send us a question and you were listening tonight and maybe thought of something or didn't have a chance to, again, you can send questions to clsquestions@bbsradio.com. And Ron will be doing another show Wednesday, Station 1, 7 Pacific, 10 Eastern, and as well as doing the courting removal special tomorrow and shows on Friday and Saturday. So make sure you tune in, and if you don't have a chance, make sure you catch the archives. And I'll just say thank you to all the wonderful people at BBS and everybody working behind the scenes to help us out with the new email transition. So over to you, Ron, for any last thoughts.
Okay, no, just do your clearings, get on the conference calls to stay real. And here we go. I've got the birdies around me here and brown squirrels. So here we go. Let's do the mind of heart drop. So you have to say, and I'll command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart, and make me real. And we'll count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times to facilitate that. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, everybody, blessings. Thank you, Elizabeth. Thank you, ladies behind the scenes. And, you know, naturally, thank all you listeners. So we'll see you later. Blessings.